Report In presents the Royalman Report with Casey Royalman.
He's an important member of the sports atmosphere in Kansas City.
Michael Engel. Jeff Herr.
And Chris Kamler, who is the producer of the Royalman Report.
Music by 49 Stones. And Andre and the Giants. And now, the Royalman Report.
Which is this group of Royals fans, like three or four of them, and they are kind of clinically insane.
Hey! Happy opening day, everybody. My name's Chris. You may know me as the fake Ned. Welcome to opening day. We are at an undisclosed location somewhere near what may or may not be the Truman Sports Complex at this point. It is 55 degrees. It is cold. It has just rained. We have likely ruined some sort of electrical equipment. But we are here, and we are having a hell of a time. We're breaking out the kegs, and we are going to have a good time here out at our undisclosed location. So welcome to our show. We're going to have a show for, I don't know, for as long as we can talk. Right now it's just me, so... And we're gonna actually bring in another guy who is here today, mystery guest. What is your name, sir?
The name's John Hersnam.
Hang on, wait. Let me make sure I got the. Try it again.
My name's John Hersnam with Shattered City Entertainment, CEO here with my DJ Bantus, and equipment manager Bradley Friedman.
Anybody with the title of CEO, we're big fans of, because we don't get a lot of CEOs on our show. So you guys are providing the tunes today in our undisclosed location, which may or may not be somewhere near the Chiefs practice facility.
That's right.
Fantastic. So, John, what is Shattered City Entertainment, and why should we all be terribly interested in contracting your services?
Well, you said it right. It's not interested. It's terribly interested, and that's kind of our philosophy. We started about 4.5 years ago with the concept that when music's played, glass shatters. However, when we actually went online to buy our domain name, Shattered Glass Entertainment was taken. So we chose to do Shattered City Entertainment.
I think Shattered City, that's a kind of a bigger idea. You know, instead of just shattering glass, now you're shattering a city.
Exactly. We're shattering a city, and right now we're shattering an undisclosed location.
ShatteredUndisclosedLocation.com.
That's right.
I love it. The tunes you guys are pumping out are pretty good. So I take it you guys do weddings, bar mitzvahs, proms, just about, you know, tent events.
Tent events at different types of athletic associations. Anything you want to have, we can
anything
do it.
Anything that you need shattered.
Yes, we can
you
shatter.
You guys are it. Yeah, hop in, man.
And we have a special guest here, because usually he's mixing the music, but we actually have a few minutes.
Mixing it out? Let me make sure your mic's on.
Yeah, it's on.
No, it's not. There you go.
Yep, there I am.
There you are. Fantastic. And you are, sir?
My name's Ben.
Ben, what's your DJ name, though? That's not going to work.
It's whatever you really want it to be. DJ Banties today.
DJ Ben?
DJ Ben.
I like it. DJ Shattered City?
Yep.
You guys are pumping out some pretty good tunes. So we were just kind of talking about your corporate philosophy as an organization.
Our corporate philosophy is we're here to party.
Oh, beautiful.
That's pretty much it. We like to party. That's how we do it. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And that's kind of the reason I found you when you were in an interesting location. My friend here, DJ Bantes, I found him actually outside of PBR Big Sky mixing tunes.
Nice.
And before I knew it, he became part of my group, and I've never been happier. So,
With a name like DJ Ben, I mean, you're destined for stardom, clearly. So
yeah, we're working on that.
We're working on that. So what do we got planned out for today? I mean, we're just gonna spin on the ones and twos, although it looks more like a laptop instead of ones and twos.
That's right. You know, it is a laptop, but ones and twos are always involved, and maybe threes, because the goal here is to create an atmosphere of happiness and good values, and when the liquid is flowing through our bloodstream, it makes everyone happier as well.
I like it. Now, I take it you're a Royals fan.
I am a huge Royals fan.
What is your favorite opening day memory?
Oh, my God. Actually, it was 4.5 years ago when I was 18 years old. I hope that doesn't make anyone here feel a little bit too old.
A little bit, it does.
And I came in, and it was actually my very first Royals game. I was never a big baseball fan, but after being raised by a soccer player, they understood. So I came in, and op- f- first saw the screen and just really kind of fell in love with the Royals. So it's just really the whole experience all in general.
I like it. Where did you say you came from? I said
raised by a soccer player.
Oh, raised by a soccer player.
My dad was a professional soccer player from a soccer background. Yep.
How about Sporting? They're not doing too bad, huh?
No.
That's pretty solid.
And I like the fact that they changed their name. It gives it a little more reputation, and it gives that European feel. Their stadium's gorgeous. So,
have you been out to the? So you've been out to the stadium. Have you been to the Cauldron?
I have not been.
I got buddies that are in the Cauldron.
Did you?
That seems like, you know, Shattered Entertainment and the Cauldron may have to get together at some point.
Well,
in time.
That's what I was actually thinking about. I was talking to a couple of my business partners, actually a couple of the venture capitalists that invested in us in a couple of years ago, and they said, hey, you know, if we got into the Cauldron, we could probably get some really, really good advertising opportunities.
So just to recap, we're talking to somebody with a title of CEO that has dealt with venture capitalists. So
yes.
I'm a big fan of that. That's very nice. You guys are kicking ass. Thank you for coming by.
Yeah.
And, so if you guys want to contract their services, and these guys are good guys. They got a great tune. So it's Shattered City ENT at gmail.com, and it's shatteredcityent.webly.com.
Yeah,
we'll put that up on our website.
Yeah, weebly.com. So take a look there. We'll be putting up pictures after the game, and definitely give a shout out. Give a text message. We're going to have a contest over the next couple hours, and even if you're listening to this not live, 913-558-3065.
Okay, 913-558-3065.
Give a text message. Even this isn't live. $100 off your first performance, first dance, first bar mitzvah, first bat mitzvah, first prom. First party, you can be 13, 14, or 29. It doesn't even matter. And we take all shapes, sizes, colors, and ethnicities, and we love everyone.
I love it. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You bet.
That's fantastic. So, these are the guys that from Shattered City Entertainment, and they are they're pretty good guys. They're doing a little DJing today. I remember, since it's just me, I can just tell you guys, I had a DJ company for about – 3 events until old Fake Ned got a little tipsy. So that was fun. But anyway, so yeah, they're going to be on the ones and twos behind us at our undisclosed location that may or may not be somewhere near the Truman Sports Complex. I can see downtown Kansas City from where we are. Let me pull up the other camera there. If hang on, that's the wrong camera. We're waiting for Troy and Michael Engel and all those guys. You can see a Port-a-John, and way off in the distance, I don't know if the camera can make it, that is the outline of the great city of Kansas City is where we are today. So other than that, I only spin this around. I'll kind of give you guys an idea of what's going on here. There's me. There's Shattered City, the boys from Shattered City. In the distance, I don't know if you could see it, but at our undisclosed location, we have telescopic lenses able to see Arrowhead Stadium, and then way off in the distance back there, we have other telescopic lenses that may or may not be Kauffman Stadium, somewhere far, far away, certainly not inside any sort of broadcast zones for any other media markets. So that's what we're going to do today. We're just going to kind of talk and chill. We've got Martin Steele, an 1102 fan, in our chat room, and we're just kind of hanging out and waiting on more important folks. They were talking a little bit earlier about opening day memories, and I'll quickly tell you mine. When I was in middle school, I think, back in the day, you used to be able to go out to Royal Stadium and camp out for general admission tickets. And so we would camp out. My cousin and I would go out there the night before, and we'd bring our sleeping bags and not enough water and not enough food, but we would we'd camp out in line. So we were usually fifth or sixth or seventh in line, and we would camp out. We did this 2 or 3 times. And one year, I was in middle school, I know that, so whatever age you are when you're in middle school, you can camp out. And so I went over to a payphone, and I called one of the radio stations, and I told them. They said, "Well, what are you doing? Are you camping out for opening day tickets?" I said, "Hell yeah, camping out for opening day tickets." Just a little snot-nosed kid. I think it was like Q104. That was the big radio station back then. But camping out for Royals tickets. Yeah, put that anywhere, Troy. That's fine. Just spray that. And so I'm talking to this radio station, And I say, yeah, and I want to tell all you suckers at Eastgate Middle School that you guys are all suckers for not being here at opening day. Well, and not realizing that it was like right at 7:30, and there was my principal heard it, and so that typically wasn't good. And so I got in a little bit of trouble for telling everybody at Eastgate Elementary to suck it. We are joined now by the one, the only, Troy Olson. You may know him as the host of the Royal Man Report. Most of the rest of us know him as the voice of Casey Royal Man. Hello, Troy. How are you?
Sir, that was a great story.
Was that a good story?
It was a great story.
Welcome. Happy opening day, sir.
Happy freaking opening day.
We are at our undisclosed location where that may or may not be within shouting distance of the Truman Sports Complex. So did you find a place okay? Did you figure it out?
Well, I walked around like an idiot for a little while, but I do that on a daily basis around
pretty much,
here.
Yep.
So it wasn't anything different.
Yep. So how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. This is probably going to be my favorite opening day just because of... because
it's 12 degrees and
well, you know,
cold.
And I didn't bring my jacket, so maybe I'll just freeze my ass off.
They're fine.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to hurt us none.
Come here. We want to bring in the host of our event here. This is Chris Looning. And how you doing, man? You're not on. Hang on. Now you're on.
Now am I on?
Now you're on. You look good.
I can hear myself.
Hey, I want to thank you for holding this in our undisclosed location that may or may not be somewhere within a stone's throw of the Truman Sports Complex. Thank you very much for having us.
Very good. And Scott Pioli does not know where we're at.
No, he's got no idea.
Well, I'm not
that too. We can pee and hit his training facility. So
I'm not too worried about the people up in the castle coming clear out here and a BFE
to
find us.
We have a security guard over here. They've cut what they call a running hill onto the side of the slope, and they don't want people running on it with it so wet. So they actually have a security guard standing right over there, and I think he's trying to mooch some food. What do you think?
He may be, but he can't control the drunk rolling down of the hill.
No. That may have to happen, actually. How many years have you been doing this?
This is our 12th year.
And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, it is.
This is like a ticketed event now.
It is a ticketed
event. It's like a VIP. There's a rope line over there.
It's a VIP, very exclusive. You have to know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody to get into it.
God bless you, sir.
I'm just lucky they still let me come every year.
And that's true. You know it's gotten big when they stop inviting the host to the event.
I disclosed our location on Twitter.
No, God, you can't do that. That's terrible. But
that's good. If anybody finds us,
it takes a minute.
It does?
It does. Okay. It takes a minute to figure out. Well, the great directions from our fearless fake Ned here.
He goes,
it's in the end lot. And then I call Mike, who's still working on getting here. He was at parking like 10 minutes ago, so he's lost somewhere. But he goes, yeah, it's somewhere over by straight away from E. And I'm going, there is no E. So I found it, though. I was very excited.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
And, if anybody... friends and neighbors happen to be around. We'll take care of you. We'll get you a beer and we'll make sure. Just come find us first because Looning charges us $20-$30 for each beverage that he got. So, but thank you for having us, man. This is awesome.
Absolutely,
I'm
glad you guys.
I mean,
came
you guys
out.
Got a DJ. You got a barbecue pit. It's phenomenal. So
no, the big thing is we've got fake net.
Hey,
if you guys want to do this bigger next year, let us know. We'll make a big old event out of this.
It's huge as it is. So the tent is structurally safe now. We got the tent.
Yeah,
when
we got here this morning, it was actually at a 45 degree angle. So.
That's fantastic. I love it.
But yeah.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much for having us. Appreciate
Chris,
it.
Chris, thank you. I do appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks very much.
That's Chris Looning. He's our host. We got Shattered City Entertainment spinning tunes back there. And we got Shattered City, and we got Fake Ned and Casey Royal Man. You know, honestly, it's not a party till Casey Royal Man shows up.
I don't think that's the case.
What do you got on your agenda for today?
Well, I'm going to start.
You're probably going to go out and kiss babies and shake hands.
Yeah, I got to go find Dave Darby here after a while. You know, the great Dave Darby. What is it? Dave Darby 42.
I missed him in the chat room. He's
Is there anybody in the chat room?
Yeah,
this morning?
1102 fans in here and Martin Steele. I think Martin Steele just kind of hangs out in our chat room.
He just like
just
wakes
happens
up.
To be in there when we do our live shows. So
you know, he's
great.
Got like a kid and stuff, I think. He's
and who else was in there? Somebody said that we're broadcasting from the moon. That is actually very likely. It's a little bit gray today. We're trying to somewhat hide our location as much as we can.
I wouldn't worry too much about it. I
don't know, man. You know, these These Chiefs people are kind of crazy.
You know, by the time somebody got out here from the K or from Arrowhead, by the time they came out of their castle, we would. Your phone's going to be dead anyways.
No, man, we got plenty of. If you guys are curious as to how we are doing this, we're doing it. We have a generator, and then we have that's powering all our stuff, and then we have my laptop, and then this is all being blown through my phone live through live stream. Obviously, we're recording it for our podcast later. But so thank you to the folks at Apple for inventing the technology that allows us to
They invented
to
the
broadcast.
Wi-Fi technology, too?
Probably not, but they'll say they did.
Why not? They probably own a patent on it.
Absolutely. So, tell me about opening day.
Well, I think I see Michael Engel descending on us from above.
Oh, shit, that can't be good.
And I think he's got a woman with him, so that can't be Michael Engel.
That can't possibly be him. I brought a blanket just in case any of the girls were chilly.
You know, and I should have brought my jacket. I'm hoping it warms up today a little bit. It's supposed to. All this shit's supposed to clear out of here. Can we say shit on the air?
No.
Oh,
not,
wait, it's my show.
All, not at all. As so, we should probably just film him coming in and, like, set it to music or something.
Right. God, look at that. He does actually have a woman with him.
Oh, God. God bless him. He's a
God
good man.
God bless him. She's a Red Sox fan, though. I don't know how I feel about
Sox
this.
She's a Red Sox fan. I'm not sure where. That's very good. So talk to me a little bit about your opening day memories, sir.
You know, I've only been to a few of them here. I actually had went
to... Oh, that's
to,
way
I've
too close to your face. Oh, my God. That's going to scare people.
I've been to way more out in Colorado than I had here because that's where I went to college and
yeah?
all. But, you know, it's so great to be out here because, like I said on 810 yesterday when I was on Three Guys in a Garage...
Oh, hey, go ahead and drop... Hey, yeah. You picked that up. You dropped that name there.
Yeah, and, you know, and I guess this morning I was on KCTV5.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
So, Michael Engel joining the party.
Michael Engel. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
I'm going to...
Hey, buddy.
Opening day here is unlike any other. You know, there was one time when I walked down to Coors Field. Well, I took a bus to Coors Field from my dad's house when I was like 14 years old when he was living out there. And we took a bus down there, and I bought an opening day ticket the day of the game. Actually got it in the news that day, too. No costume back then, but it's not nearly the event
what,
in
you,
Colorado.
Did you
as
run
it is
out
here.
On the field to get on TV?
No, but I actually got chosen to go out on the field and do like the second base thing, and I've got a really cool Royals jersey.
You weren't
and
like the
stuff.
Little kid that you know runs out with Unieski Betancourt and holds his hand
no.
as they do the national anthem.
I was probably when this happened. I was in college already, so I was probably 20. And the guy, I was wearing my Nebraska jacket to the game that day, and because that's how I roll. And the guy that was picking people had graduated from the marketing school at UNL. And so he wanted another Nebraska fan. So.
Hey, you want my Royals hat? To
we've got
trash cans in
Jamie.
The tent.
There's my buddy. My buddy Jamie Geist. He actually yeah.
Oh my God, it's JW yeah. Geist. He exists.
Oh my yes. God.
He actually
what's up, baby?
He actually has a broadcasting communications degree.
That's why he grabs his beer before he goes on air.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, and I
what's
set, it
up,
right,
man?
Set it right next to the board here. Yeah.
I only brought three chairs. If you want to grab, how you doing, man? Grab another chair here. I'll grab a chair. Hang on, I'll grab a chair. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Let's
this
talk
is,
about amongst
this
ourselves.
Is going to be a very interesting month of podcasts. You know that, Mike? We used to do high quality stuff,
and
we've been live for a few weeks now.
We've been tainted by fake Ned.
Hey, I got to bring up again the 22nd. It looks like we're going to have Shawnee Mission Kia Jen on the show.
That's crazy.
I mean, I never would have thought to had her, but Jeff said it kind of as a joke, and I mentioned it. And I don't think there's been as many excited people about our guests since J.J. Piccolo as there are for Shawnee Mission
Kia
Jen.
That's how a lot of our guests happen is we just throw it out there. As if, oh, that'd be cool. Let's get Kevin Goldstein on the show. And then we, that's, lo and behold.
I saw you name drop Rex Hudler the other day. Is that really
name
happening?
Rex Hudler, and he name
he's
dropped,
got Rex Hudler's
6, 10,
phone number.
8, 10.
He's got Rex Hudler's phone number.
I
he
think,
just needs to call it.
Every now and then.
Rex Hudler and Shawnee Mission Kia Jen.
On the
ratings
same day.
On
the through
same
the roof.
Show.
Yeah,
on
we
the same
were
show.
About this. Both on the couch if we can make that happen.
Could you imagine
we,
how
we
drunk I would have to be to make that happen?
A battle to the death.
I don't know why you got to be like that.
The other night we were talking about some show planning and whatnot, and I mentioned we should set them on the couch and they'd talk to each other like they were Furbies.
You remember, for those of you that are old enough, Furbies, if you set them, that you couldn't take them into any sort of Justice Department because they recorded audio and repeated it. And if you sat them
ramble.
And you made them look at each other, they would talk till the batteries died. It was actually one of the coolest things. So,
which is actually what Fake Ned does, too.
Jamie's
yep,
actually
much.
Been a listener since episode one.
This is true. Although
you're point nine episode one on your computer somewhere, do you?
I don't.
That makes me sad. Like, yeah,
I know.
It.
I saw your quest to reclaim that episode, but sorry to say, that
it's going
to
be like six. It's going to be like the Doctor Who episodes that are bouncing back off a satellite somewhere. In like 20 years, we're going to have episode one with Christian Cologne bouncing back to the Earth.
There's probably aliens out there in Gamma 5B. That are starting to listen to that and going, who the hell are these guys? And what
you know, it's funny. Doing? I have another story of a lost episode.
Go for it.
Hit about it. 1998, there was this small backyard wrestling group that I was a part
of.
It's way too early in the day.
Hang on, wait a second. I may have something for that. Yeah, no, go ahead and tell the story.
Well, there was our superstar. This is kind of a creative retelling. Was a young man named Rain Man.
Shut up,
who
man.
Of course,
Rain Man.
I really hate you guys.
The star of this was all set up, by the way, Angola. I talked to Troy a couple days ago about this happening.
You don't have to know that. Let's back up real quick. Anyway. For those of you that I don't know what episode number it was, but I was sitting around the house one day and we were talking about this is how geeky all of us are. I mean, obviously we're geeks. You know that, but we're Twitter geeks for God's sake.
If you didn't know.
I used to do e-fetting when it was called e-fetting because you did it by email. I used to have an email list that was like 75 people, and
that's not it.
And we would send out role plays, you know, smack talks and what have you. And I was talking about this on Facebook one day about my walk-up music was Another One Bites the Dust. And out of the blue, all of a sudden, I get Jamie and Mike talking about that they were e-fetters as well. And so then I DM Jamie, and I'm like, Jamie, I got to have more information on this e-fetting about Mike. I want to use it in an open. And Jamie goes, I've got something better. I was like, well, that's one way to do it. Just throw your friend under the bus like that. So,
right.
So Rain Man was sent. And Mike was a strikingly small dude back then. I mean, you were bones,
I mean,
brother.
I wasn't drinking yet. So,
well, I mean, you're not fat by any means. I mean, Ned and I are. We're fat, but...
Me too.
I got some handles, so
he is. But now, to his credit, from that small frame, not only did he become world heavyweight champion, also a multiple time regional champion, and maybe even, I don't think you ever held the tag team title.
Was
though.
The regions no. between like 19th Street and 23rd Street? Was
yeah,
that the
basically, yeah.
We felt silly calling it the Intercontinental title, so we had to call it something.
We're doing like this at a Shin-Shin, Kansas.
Yep. What was his walk-up music? I'm trying to find it.
It was
No More Tears.
No More Tears.
Oh, here we go.
That was his walk-up music. You know, he had another personality that I've never disclosed. Now, I don't want to toot our own nerdy horn here, but that one was quite a well-constructed character. Let me paint the picture.
Hit me.
Oh, God.
So we had a bit of a shutdown and a reboot in our franchise, if you will. Which meant basically it got cold and snowed, so we couldn't wrestle in our backyard anymore. So the next year we come back, and keep in mind, we're wrestling on dirty mattresses in someone's backyard in a town of about 400. And Rain Man, if you will, is reborn.
Rain Man!
Michael Hillen IV. Now, Michael Hillen IV had a long and storied time before he came to the HCW. He was a former piano prodigy.
I'm just going to go back to the car.
Former piano prodigy.
His parents kicked him out for never being quite good enough. And so he turned to the leagues of the HCW. Bret Hart reference there, the HCW.
I love it.
To begin his quest to become world heavyweight champion. He was homeless. He was on the street sleeping in a cardboard box, which he brought to the ring with him, the cardboard box.
That's a nice touch.
Until one day he was powerbombed onto the cardboard box by a competitor.
This story is so good, I want to marry it.
I don't want to make this a nerd podcast more than it already is, a bunch of guys pretending to be baseball media.
Pretty much.
We were pretending to be wrestlers.
Oh, I don't think we pretend anymore. This guy over here gets phone calls to be part of media events now.
I saw the magazine. I saw the magazine Joel glasses. That was a big deal.
Billy Joel. What else are you going to do?
But eventually,
Michael Hillen IV sold out. Can you believe it? He sold out. He took a paycheck and then became world heavyweight champion.
That's how it usually happens. I give it up for you, Mike. You're taking
watch
all
your backs
well.
On the Royal Man Report because he could sell you
how
out,
how long
too.
Did that take from sitting down to just going straight into No More Tears? About 3 minutes, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I love it.
Hey, basically, Courtney, are you getting this whole story?
Yeah.
Are you getting this whole story of how awesome your boyfriend is or your,
well,
your date?
Well, that didn't last long.
Yeah, that's over. That's
if you
over.
Can't expose
you know
your
what?
Friends when they're internet superstars, when can you expose them?
Since she's here, I'm going to go ahead and pat myself on the back real quick.
Ew.
I am quite the matchmaker.
Ew. Hey, the day ain't over yet.
So
right.
I'm pretty proud of myself
for
this one.
That
I just
story.
Wanted you to know that.
So we were talking before you guys got here when it was just me. Sorry, you guys will hear yourself. You guys will hear it on the podcast. What would be your guys' opening day, favorite opening day memory or thought about either at here at Kauffman or our undisclosed location or wherever?
Well, I remember last year was pretty interesting because the Royals didn't play very well. They didn't hit well. They were facing Jared Weaver, and he pretty much dominated. But they still had a chance. I think the bases were loaded, bottom of the ninth. Alex Gordon's up, you know, hits a ball, goes down the left field line, just curves foul. All the fans are going crazy. And then he strikes out.
Right.
I mean, but it was an interesting little moment. And then in 2009, I believe it was, the Royals opened up the season in Chicago, and on opening day, Kyle Farnsworth gave up the three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth or tenth to Jim Thome.
Right.
So they're introducing all the players before the game
that's
at
right.
the opener, and the entire stadium boos him.
Who did we boo?
Kyle Farnsworth.
Oh,
and I'm wondering if that's going to happen to Jonathan Broxton today.
It could
I
be.
Hope not. I
oh,
really
that's
hope
right,
not.
Because he gave up that
he just
big,
missed
yeah.
that one.
I'm sorry, but when you only score four runs against the A's in 12 innings, the blame can fall elsewhere other than Jonathan Broxton coming unhinged in the bottom of the 12.
They left some runners on, bases loaded.
That's
you know,
true.
Situation, so.
The last two opening days have been pretty amazing for me, being Casey Royal Man, of course, the last
sure.
2 years. But last year, I got really good with my friend Jameson. This year, I did not bring my friend Jameson to the ballpark.
That's probably a good call.
We did the same last year. We were walking around with a bottle of Jameson.
Dude, I was so drunk. I went up to the Caker Girls, and which was in our open for a while. I walked up to Sam's Habanero, one of my favorites. I go, Sam, I love scotch. And she had this brand new
open for a while.
That's
she had this brand new girl with her, and I was like, oh, my God. I was so embarrassed for months.
I like that.
Only months?
How about you?
I was going to use the Farnsworth bit, but that's been used already. I've been to the last five
opening
days.
It's like you guys share a brain.
We grew up in Western Kansas. I moved up here 5 years ago and haven't missed an opening day since I moved up here. I would have to say last year was probably my highlight. We got quite drunk. I met Casey Royal Man for the first time.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't think he probably remembers. He was tooting his horn about, come drink champagne with us.
I have champagne this year.
And you never, or at least you didn't round us up for it.
No, we missed out.
I was drunk and it needed to go on. So I'm wondering if we're about to get shut down, boys.
Why? Somebody talking to us?
Look behind you.
No, I don't want to look behind me.
Nah, whatever.
Nah, just keep talking.
He's just
keep talking until they tell us to go away.
Last year when we brought our Jameson, I was basically passing it around like a communal, basically, glass of wine. Everybody was drinking out of it, strangers, friends, and I just kept drinking it. And until
like
someone
it.
Said, that's really gross. Why are you just passing that around? I was like,
because
it's three-fourths through the bottle.
Yeah. Someone's got to finish this before we walk inside.
And you went inside and you had, hypocerebrolyphlades and
that guy looks familiar for some reason.
Which guy? The guy in the suit?
Dude in the suit, yeah. Whatever.
Oh, I mean, they've been over here for a while.
Dude in the suit, yeah.
They've been over here for a while doing.
Oh,
I mean, no, they've been over here for a while.
Hang on, suit, yeah.
They've been over here for a while.
They are not in baseball garb. I don't even think that's baseball garb on Boston terms, is it?
Yeah, what are we doing over here with the Boston hat?
She couldn't find her Royals hat. She's from Connecticut, you know. Give her a break.
That's right. It is. It's home opening day over at Fenway.
And Fenway too. And
they're
100 years.
Fenway's 100 years old. They should really give them the All-Star game.
Oh wait.
What? All right. So
yeah, it only took you 100 years to get.
Clearly,
that.
She's done talking. So.
I'm on Twitter right now, actively trying to recruit PC Bearcat to get over here and make an appearance.
Yes, do that.
Yeah, we need to meet Ross
he
Martin.
He says he just fired up his grill, and it's going to be a bit. But
well, that's all right.
You only get one chance in life.
Yeah, he's on. He's got a podcast now called Budcast. So that's
no. PC Bearcat does it.
Oh, no, who am I thinking of?
AJ Kofelt.
Yeah.
Honestly, I got here so early. I'm so sleepy.
AJ will not be here tonight.
I can't think of anything.
You're the only man smart enough to wear sleeves and a hat, though.
Right.
I put them on.
The guy who
quickly
wore shorts.
Put them on. So, but
hey,
everybody smile. Smile at Felicia. Say hi.
Hi.
Say opening day.
I feel like such a jerk getting in on a picture of the Royal Man report.
So do you think this team is going to come back from from Wednesday?
Yeah, I think they're going to be
fine. I mean, Wednesday sucked, man.
Wednesday sucked, but the bullpen looked great other than Broxton. I mean, they were nails. Like Tim Collins is looking completely reborn. Like, he's pitching better than at any point last year.
Like I said on 810 yesterday, I don't get too upset about losses, but that one sucked.
No, that one did suck.
I'll tell you what, as far as, you know, I consider myself a pretty casual fan. I usually tune out by June or July when football camps start get going and the Royals are in the tank. I'm hoping that will change
right
in the future.
Yeah.
But the 1-0 loss on Monday hurt a lot more than the Wednesday loss.
Yeah.
To me.
I mean, like, I can't
tolerate that.
Yeah, if you can't even put up a run against Tom Malone,
I know.
Not really. I mean, the guy throws 87, and yeah, he was spotting his pitches, but
I was much more upset Monday night than I was Wednesday night.
I wasn't upset Monday because
you
waste
a good start from Luis Mendoza, and if you listen to me, I don't know how many good starts he's going to actually have.
So if you hear the music in the background, it's being brought to you by Shattered City Entertainment. They are not a sponsor, but maybe someday will be. But they're out here part of this party in front of this tent. You know, we talked to Chris, I believe his name was, earlier, and it's quite the little party out here.
Yeah, this place is hopping. I mean, this place is really really going to town. This is, you know, I never actually thought of doing anything grander than, you know, just getting your barbecue grill out and going nuts. But I mean, they've got a tent, they got tickets, they got they're gonna have barbecue, they got beer, they got all kinds of. Well, we didn't get shut down, so the go-kart's leaving.
Yeah.
Another win.
A win for us.
In our undisclosed location that may or may not be inside the Truman Sports Complex. Yeah. So
this is going to be the worst show ever. By the time we
No.
Friday's show was the worst show ever. I watched the show from Kelly's, and it was pretty much an hour of garbled this and that.
Hey, I can do garbled. I did garbled pretty well.
Yeah. We've had that episode, too.
I walked away from that show because I wasn't feeling good about it. And not about them, but about me. I just wasn't in it. And I'll be honest with you. You know, it's hard to show up once a week for this.
Oh, a worst show ever for the Royal Man Report. It's really just another week, though, isn't it? A worst show ever.
Hey, we actually have quite a few viewers in the chat room. Really? We've got four.
Well, hey, that's four.
Yeah.
You know, I think
it's not like it's me and Troy on laptops, either. It's like those are three actual viewers.
A whole bus just pulled up. This
we
could be interesting.
We got Martin Steele in the chat room. We got Hazel Eyed Girl.
Why isn't Martin Steele out here?
Hazel Eyed Girl.
Hazel Eyed Girl's in there. Husker Insanity was in there.
My boy, Husker Insanity.
1102 fan is in there. So
there's going to be so many people out here today.
Kevin Scobie's going to make
an
appearance.
Kevin Scobie. Awesome story. His fiance surprised him with tickets to Kansas City. Today and tomorrow's game.
You know what's the awesome story?
His awesome
fiance
story?
Is hot. He doesn't need any more awesome story than that.
Wow.
I mean, he's, yeah. Well done, Scobes.
Yes, very nice. Well done. But that's what happens when you're almost a professional pitcher in baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that how that works?
I mean, yeah, it was an interesting discussion on Twitter on, I think it was Tuesday, between Scobie and Levi Payton about, you know, the philosophy of pitching and if you need to aim for strikeouts or if you want to do the pitch to contact. And, you know, I have to lean towards Scobie because I want a guy who can, you know, if you can strike out a guy, if you can miss bats, you're probably going to get weak contact as well. And so if that's the case, you're going to get some of those good ground balls, those choppers and all that.
But I don't think pitching to contact means throw it right down the middle and let the guy hit
it.
No.
And I think they're both kind of misrepresenting each other's sides. I think they were taking the extremes. But anytime you have contact, you know, a ground ball can sneak through. You can make the perfect pitch and end up, you know, dropping a blooper into right field for a hit. You know, and that's what the problem is.
Is the great Jeff Herr joining us today?
No, he's not. He's at work.
Sucker.
I thought he had tickets
today. Well, if he does, then he's at work right now, though, so.
Yeah, I got a work email this morning, and I was like, archive, whatever. I'll get it Monday.
Archive.
That'll be there when I get back.
We changed managers because, unfortunately, the manager that I had when I got hired has cancer, and so he's dealing with that. And the guy I have now, I don't think he realizes I'm off today. But that's not really my problem, and hopefully I'll have a job when I get back on Monday.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. I mean, if you guys have an avenue to make those requests, or did you just not show up?
We do, but see, the thing is, I'm pretty sure my old manager has that request in his email.
Yeah.
So that might be
a
problem.
Well, you know, I think there was some talk this morning on Twitter that, you know, home opening day really should just be, you know, a citywide, holiday for the city. And a lot of times it is. I mean, I know they were out this morning selling the special commemorative Kansas City Star papers and all that. Hopefully everybody had a chance to buy one and give some money to charity. So what else are we going to talk about, boys? You think Broxton's going to bounce back from this, or you think he's done?
I think
we should just go to Holland.
Last night when I was on 810.
Let me pick up that drop.
I'm going to see how many times I can work that in.
Hey, this morning when I was on Channel 5.
I haven't even mentioned that yet, but I got to see that. I haven't seen it yet. So, hey, did you get to see my special this morning? You were sleeping. Me too. I won't lie. Courtney may or may not work for a TV station here in town, and
may not be in an undisclosed location. Too,
and she's going to give me a copy of that, so we'll have that up on the Royal Man Report, I'm sure.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But no, we were talking about. I think Rainey doesn't feel that Broxton's the best pitcher in the bullpen, and I disagree with him. I think Broxton's the right guy as a closer. The problem with Broxton is he was hurt in L.A., and L.A. didn't believe him. See, if he had pitched for the Royals, he'd have been on the DL 7 months before he was.
Yeah.
He would have been on it before he even knew he was hurt.
There's a clear split. There was a game. It was somewhere in June in 2010 where Joe Torre left him out there. He threw like 50 pitches and blew the save. To that point, he had like a 1.3 ERA. He was, you know, striking out 12 batters per 9 innings. He was, you know, as dominant as anybody in baseball at that point. And he goes out, has that day. The rest of the season, he had like a 7 ERA. So, you know, his overall numbers, he had about 4.5, you know, very average looking. 2011 was kind of a lost year. You know, he looked great in spring training. He looked great in the first few games that he had. He just had a ton of problems on Wednesday.
Did anybody else find it funny that Yoenis Cespedes looked like he was going to charge the mound?
You know
what that would have looked like? Let me take you back in time to Nolan Ryan and Robin Ventura.
No.
That's what that would have looked like.
No.
You want to talk about a power bomb.
I'm thinking Mike Awesome versus Spike Dudley is what that would be.
Kevin Nash just called and said, yeah, I would have punked that guy.
Yeah.
Mysterio
Wandart. The look of disgust on Fake Ned's face every time there's a wrestling reference dropped in here.
Oh, yeah.
We opened that door. We might as well walk through it, you know.
Oh, we didn't open that door. We kicked it down and ran through.
Apparently there's some news on Twitter that here's our lineup today. Dyson, Frenchie, Hosmer.
What?
Butler, Gordon, Uni, Moose, Quintero, Eske.
Did they draw out of a hat?
I can deal with that, Gordo? I would put Gordo too if you're going to put Dyson
why
up front.
Is French, it's a left, why is right, Frenchie second?
I don't know. He's the least likely person to be a second batter.
Yeah, Dyson, Frenchie, Hosmer. Butler, well, Gordon, Uni, Moose, Quintero, and Eske.
Hey, you're taking a lineup from a man that thought it was a good idea to do a hit and run with Butler on first and Frenchie batting. Could there be a worse hit and run combo?
Well, I mean, Frenchie can make contact. He just didn't. But, yeah, you don't run Butler in any situation, I don't think.
I'm a huge Jeff Francoeur fan. I think that's been pretty obvious through the life of this
Jeff
show.
Francoeur.
But, I mean, really?
Yeah.
You know, back to Broxton. I haven't seen much on Twitter, but is there much of a push for Crow for closer?
There's
a decent amount.
That's a horrible idea.
It's a weird bullpen because I don't want Holland to be the closer because I want him to be able to come in and work, you know, 1 2/3 innings. And the way that baseball works, air quotes, is, you know, your closer works one inning. And Holland is such a dynamic pitcher that, you know, if it's the sixth inning, one out, and you want to bring him in, I want him to shut down that rally right there, carry over into the next inning, and bridge it to, you know, whoever needs to set up.
Lee Smith, Tony La Russa, and Dennis Eckersley ruined pitching in baseball because they made saves important.
You know,
before that, you had the Fireman Award, and that was a guy that could come in the sixth inning and
like
just shut somebody
Raleigh
down.
Raleigh Fingers would throw over 100 innings in relief, and he would still get 25, 30 saves a year. Goose Gossage, same thing.
Yeah.
All those guys.
I miss the Fireman. You just don't have that. And that's like you're saying, Holland can be a true Fireman for this team.
Oh, yeah.
So can Crow, but Crow doesn't have the mindset for a ninth inning guy. I'm sorry, he just doesn't.
Does that exist? I mean, I think that's one
Absolutely
of those baseball myths. Why?
Look at what Soria does in the ninth inning versus any other inning when he comes in. When Soria came in for a save situation versus not, he was a totally different pitcher.
I think that's a small sample size that you don't get the full picture. Because look at what he did last year when he was in the ninth inning.
Look at guys like I lost it. He was a pitcher for the Royals. I think he was supposed to be Brad Lynch. You know, he was a good guy that could come in anytime. He had the mindset. But Octavio Dotel, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
He is not a ninth inning guy. He cannot close games. He doesn't have the mindset to be a ninth inning guy. But he is a fantastic reliever.
Why does it matter, though? I mean, how?
Because there are some people that are not good in the clutch.
But Crow has been like the clutchest of the clutches.
Crow is always the guy. If you need a strikeout, he can get you
all
that strikeout.
All his appearances have been, within two or three run game? I mean, the two big shutdown innings he's had?
Well, I think Crow would be better not doing multiple innings because he's shown that he
that
starts
second
to
inning,
fade after
kinda,
that second and third inning.
I don't
inning.
Know if he makes an adjustment or if he's getting tired or whatnot. But, yeah, but his slider looks incredible. Early on this year.
We have confetti.
What is this?
Wow, confetti.
Wow.
It's a party now. Anyway. Confetti has been launched.
I feel like Crow, when he's appeared, has been the biggest, as far as the Royals pitchers, in the zone. I mean, he's been dialed in, loving the moment, going after it, and that's the kind of guy I want in the ninth inning.
And the difficulty is, like, they tried to kind of see what he could do as a starter, and he was always a starter in the minors, and I just don't think that's going to happen. I mean, he's a fastball slider guy. That's basically all he throws. And as a starter, you need that third pitch. I think if you're going to pitch more than one, maybe even one in a couple of outs as a reliever, you have to have more than just two pitches most of the time. And Crow just doesn't have that. Holland has, three pitches, and he can throw his curve over. Kelvin Herrera has a good breaking ball, a good fastball, and a fantastic changeup. So those are the guys that you kind of want to bring in sixth, seventh inning, eighth inning, kind of get to somebody. And then, Broxton or Crow, either, I think, could be very good closers.
For those of you not joining us live and or not watching on the YouTube stream at RoyalManReport.com, or you can also go to YouTube.com/RoyalManReport, you are missing Casey Royalman dance to the music of Shattered City Entertainment. And let me tell you, folks, you're better off for it, because that is some white boy dancing right there. That is not good.
But that's some corn-fed white boy dancing.
You may not be able to see my dancing.
White boy dancing.
You may not be able to see my dancing, but if you go to youtube.com/RoyalManReport, you can see the great Michael Engel.
You can see like 5 seconds of fuzzy. It's like a Bigfoot video. You can't be sure
it is like a Bigfoot video. That is for sure, buddy.
It's pretty awesome. I don't care what you say. It's pretty awesome.
It
may be
dark, disappointed.
It may be fuzzy, but it's awesome.
I'm disappointed you didn't get the Vanilla Ice / Under Pressure mix dance part. This was like
Aaron
Empire State of Mind.
We haven't played Vanilla Ice during a show since we left the old studio.
That's my jam.
That's your jam. Hey, Courtney, are you aware of this? He is a big Vanilla Ice fan. How do you feel about that? She loves Vanilla Ice. I did so good.
This is awful.
Patting myself on
terrible.
The back.
We've created a monster with this with this whole thing, I think.
It's just a shame because all my jokes about how we're going to go to the dinner and Mike's not going to have a date are all for naught now.
Here's my deal. I don't mind that people find
each
other.
She saw him in concert. She says she's not a big fan.
I don't mind
that.
I don't mind that.
I saw him too, but he was asking me for change.
I don't mind that people are, find each other and, find romance and all that stuff. What I don't like is all this bull crap during the day on Twitter between the two of them. Have you seen this nonsense?
What? That is like
have you
my
seen
favorite
this garbage?
Smiley face.
It's like, oh, I'm so lonely. Oh, well, wait till tonight and all that crap. It's like, come on, man.
That's Nadia.
You're ruining Twitter for the rest of us. Seriously. God. Will you be my wrestler?
Like I said, the new.
What is that?
I need to make a list of reasons why I hate you guys.
I got to say, you guys are really debunking the podcast blogger myth. I think Troy has a girlfriend.
I do.
Yeah.
Angel she hates baseball.
I'm Vic horribly
Ed got
married.
Himself
for
married.
13
man. And
married
had a
13
kid.
Years on Tuesday.
And the child's still alive.
Yeah, I know.
My girlfriend doesn't understand the greatness of opening day. It's kind of disappointing. She had to work today anyways, but she doesn't understand why you would come to a baseball stadium at 10 in the morning when the game's at 3 p.m.
My wife luckily does understand this. She's 7 months pregnant, though, so she got a free pass this year.
Congratulations. Oh, come on. It would be a trooper. Get out
this
here.
This is my last day before I have two children, yeah, and no my doubt. Life is really
it might be the last
over.
Day you had a good night's sleep, too.
I don't think pretty opening much. Day is going to happen much more. Super Bowl parties,
I'm
maybe,
sad.
Iffy.
It's sad. Too bad. I'm 30. I have to grow up now.
You know, I offered Jamie the extra All-Star tickets we had at, you know, he just had to pay cost.
He's going to have like a
like,
one and a
half
month
old. The wife won't let me have them.
I need to take that $500 and buy two different sizes of diapers now.
I don't think you're Ashley Judd. You're much prettier than Ashley Judd.
You know, Ashley Judd was on Jimmy Kimmel the other day.
Yeah, I read a news article on her,
she
too.
She implied that she goes skinny dipping, yet she gets pissed off at you for talking about Kentucky boobs. What kind of double standard is that?
I know, right? And
I've seen her boobs. It's 5 seconds
write
on
home
Google.
About.
You can see Ashley Judd's boobs right
there. It's nothing
there.
To write home about. I mean,
Ashley Judd has not been hot since like
of all the
2000s.
No. You know what's funny is we were watching an old Friends episode the other day, like from like season 2 or season 3, and Chandler whips out this like, you know, Cosmopolitan or something. It's got a picture of like Ashley Judd, and she was like, "Well, damn, she's hot." And then you look at her now, it's like, damn, she's old.
She's still hot.
No, she's not. Whatever.
Who has clung to a like a school, you know, alma mater longer than Ashley Judd?
Yeah, I mean, that's
Judd?
Nice.
Who
There's
has?
Nothing wrong with
like,
that.
I really can't think of anyone who has fed on that despite not even being in the public eye as long
somebody
as
on,
Ashley Judd.
Somebody on Twitter named Tanner Wilbanks wanted to know if that the JW guys at that table are just a reasonable impersonator. So.
I said, that's our Justin.
That's our boy
that
right there.
That is a former member of the HCW, by the way.
I love that. You know, we can hear those stories
all
day.
I want to have all you guys on a show at
some
point.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no.
I do.
Most of them are trailer trash, still stuck in our hometown.
Working at the boot.
I hope they're not listening.
If I could just have you.
I don't give a crap if they're listening. They can talk about it in their sports discussers Facebook group.
See, the blanket wasn't a terrible idea, was it? I know.
It is freaking windy up here.
It's just chilly.
It is windy.
Yeah.
So I got here about 9 o'clock, and this whole tent was like leaning this way, and they had to call the guys and they had to do all this stuff and hey, I got people pointing at me.
Wow.
That can't possibly be good.
You're a celebrity fan. We needed.
So this
banner.
Whole tent was all falling down, and they all set it up really quickly. So kudos to the folks here at this undisclosed location with the tent rental. Just to give you guys some perspective of where we are obviously
we're right
at
by the Chiefs practice field.
At the undisclosed location, we have a tent. Over there is the line for the Port-a-John. There is a local celebrity from broadcasting over there. So we are in a and that may or may not.
I wouldn't want to be associated with this either.
That may or may not be Arrowhead Stadium in the background. We can't tell you for sure. But here's our facility.
Facsimile.
We got the guys from Shattered City Entertainment in the background, and we are kind of kicking it old school here with the tunes. You are getting down tonight. And,
what happened to Jeff
We wish you would
today.
Stop, honestly.
What happened to Jeff Herr?
He's at work.
Jeff's at work.
How do you let that happen?
I don't know. Honestly, you're doing such a good job that we may just replace Jeff. Jeff, if Michael Engel is the Scott Drew of our program, Jeff
Why?
Would be the Bobby Petrino of our radio cast.
I'll tell you what, Jeff almost got unfollowed the other day during his little tiff with Broken Bat Single.
Which
they
day
do that,
was that
once a week.
Oh,
yeah,
my
pretty
goodness.
Much two or three times a week.
You Let me tell you, I like Nick Scott, but he is a troll.
he is trolling
exactly
things.
Right.
Absolutely
Big
a troll.
Time.
And I like Nick. And without Nick doing the Broken Bat Single podcast, I may have never done this. The combination of him doing that
and deciding,
being
maybe
on Three Guys in a Garage,
podcast.
I wanted to bring a second perspective of it to the radio waves. And it's great.
What's that? Is the sun
We're
coming
totally
out?
Gonna plow through 22 beers.
I think the sun's coming out, boys. This may end up being a day after all.
I have a case.
It's 11:14.
I have a case of High Life in
You're
my car.
You're on your third.
Jamie is drinking, man. He has got two kids to worry about. Did you miss that part?
He's got to get it done now.
I told you. I have two children in 1 month, so it's time.
So before this gets totally off the rails, what can we expect on the Royal Man Report in the coming weeks and or months?
You know, that's a good question.
Maybe we should just have our staff meeting right here on
right.
the air.
We're going to, like I said, we're going to have Shawnee Mission Kia Gen next week. If
That's next week?
That's the 22nd.
Well, I'm coming down with a cold. I'm not feeling well.
Well, you better teach me how to run the system then.
I don't even know how to run the system,
Dude,
clearly.
That's
you know,
very true.
He wants, you know, Chris is ripping on her, but that's what Chris does. But But, you know, she honestly has been very nice to me in emails. And like you mentioned
woman.
On the last show,
sure.
She wrote like a 3-page letter about how much she loves the Royals and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see if she reads any of the Twitter that's out there and that kind of
listens to our show.
I'm really interested to hear what she's got to say. She has not emailed me in over a week. So maybe she is listening to the show, Chris.
And she's like, you know
she's
what?
She's no longer going to be a guest.
Guys.
Hey, you know, I'm not going to do it.
I think Shawnee Michikiagen has moved on from hatred to loves to hatred. Like, people love to hate Shawnee Michikiagen.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
It's like, it wouldn't feel like a royal season if we couldn't dog
on. So we're going to have, Jen
be complaining
on.
About it on Twitter, just like
honestly,
you complain about it
it's kind of nice to have those commercials because it means the next inning is going to start right away.
But, yeah, that's true.
Because it'll be over soon.
Yeah, right.
You need to tweet at the fake Ned and tell him to call Mr. Rex Hudler. So we can have Rex Hudler on our show?
I would just randomly call him and just say, hey, I'm an eggs.
Hey, Rex.
Rex.
Can't sneak a piece of cheese past a hungry rat.
Let's pause there for a second. Let's talk about Rex Hudler.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I think
let's
the hate has
Rex
gone
Rex
too far.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, an announcer doesn't determine if I'm going to watch
the
game.
Let's take an informal poll of the Royal Man Report right now. Who hates Rex Hudler?
I don't.
Not
me.
Care about Rex Hudler.
Not me,
I don't
and I'll
care.
Tell you why.
Yeah.
Who likes Rex Hudler?
I'll tell you why. I wrote an article for my website. Yep. If Troy can drop names, I'll write it. I wrote an article for my website this week, ramblingmorons.com, about how this could just be, this guy could be our Harry Caray. If
right.
you just get off his ass five minutes, I think he's got a chance. I think he could very easily turn into something that we will embrace, and I'll tell you why. The whole reason is that when I was watching, Martin Steele likes Rex Hudler. The whole reason is I was watching those games in Anaheim, and he caught that foul ball.
And
if you
everybody
watched,
there.
If you watch the video, everybody in the stadium all started applauding this guy. And so, I mean, and he was there for 10 years. Now, clearly he did not make a very good first impression because he acted like, and I mean this in a nice way, he acted like Casey Royalman just Casey Royalman. He acted like Casey Royalman about
Love
5
me,
minutes.
Please.
He acted like Troy about 5 minutes before
sorry,
one
sorry.
Of our podcasts.
And oh my
just,
god, guys.
He's
oh, my
so
god.
Excited.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
This show's going to be so great.
Rat, blah, blah,
this show's
going
to be fantastic.
But, you know, I mean,
I really do sound like that.
There's passion there, and I think if we just gave him a shot. Now, that being said, if he's this way, you know, next year, the year after, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but I think we'll get used to him, and I think it'll temper. If you guys can like Shawnee Michikiagen, I think the rest of the public can like Rex. Because
well,
I think
rewind
she's
rewind yourself. I didn't say I like Shawnee Michikiagen. Shawnee Michikiagen commercials,
sent you
but
an
I
email.
Think she's a good person.
The difficulty that I think is coming into play here is look at the guys that the Royals have had over the years. I mean, you've got Paul Splitorf, who he's you know, he's pretty wry. He was, you know, kind of subdued.
They all kind of a little
and he
smarmy.
Got, Frank White was a little kind of the same way. They're very low key.
And
Ryan
they didn't
LaFever's
want either of them.
Low key. They didn't want the attention. And I don't know that Rex Hudler really wants the attention so much. I think that it's just that's who he is. He's such a weird dude. He's the they're stealing the porta potty.
And please follow this with the camera.
And I think when you go from Frank White and Paul Splitorf and you turn to this guy who is just completely different, that's where the difference is.
And he talked about loving Angels fans, which I think that's a good thing. He was there 10 years, guys.
Yeah,
give him a break.
Absolutely. Give
was
the guy
it,
a break.
Was it Mike Montgomery who called some games on color last
Jeff
year
Montgomery.
Late?
Jeff
yeah.
Montgomery.
Sorry, yeah.
Montgomery. Mike Montgomery has enough trouble pitching.
Jeff Montgomery would not be a good.
He was worse than Hudler, and
was
nobody was
good.
Raking him over the coals like
no.
this.
No.
It's just that he's new. He's not part of our family. He was a Cardinal, for Christ's sakes. You know, I mean,
Hudler,
I mean,
yeah.
It's like, God forbid, there's some excitement and some, like, liveliness breathed into a baseball broadcast.
Well, and I put in my article, I said, well, your people are the same people that trash Denny Matthews every day for, you know.
For being a smartass.
For being a smartass.
Which I love. Like,
you know,
I love Denny Matthews.
Yeah.
I don't like the, like, Russian roulette they're playing with. LaFever on the radio one day, on the broadcast
right.
one day, Fizz on the radio. That's weird.
They need
to,
you know, and I like
Hudler.
Fizziok.
Yeah,
Fizziok's very good.
Fizziok. And here's the thing, folks.
His voice is fantastic.
If you
I like LaFever,
like,
but stick with something.
Good. Yeah.
If you don't like Hudler, there's a solution to your problem. Turn on the radio.
Yeah, or mute it. I mean, it's so easy to just tune it out. I don't know why it's an uproar. That's why I don't care.
Can you make a phone call while recording?
An announcer is never going to determine if I'm going to watch a baseball game or not. It's not, because I can always mute it. I'll watch a White Sox broadcast. I don't care. I'll turn off Ken Harrelson. Doesn't matter. You know, I'm still going to want to watch the game.
You know, maybe this is my kind of old school taste, but he breathes kind of an old school, like almost 80s, like WWF vibe into it.
Right.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? It's
I
a little
that.
Over the top. It's a little cliche, but there's room for that. There's room for cliche.
I'm
going
to have to go
baseball.
Back and tally up the number of wrestling references made on this show today.
Yeah, this is why. Whoa.
It's probably
crap.
My fault.
A little hot.
It is. I
want to say I'm no longer a wrestling nerd or even fan.
Right.
You are.
You are. Yeah, you're like liking things on Hulu.
He wears tights
and all that
still,
crap.
For
it's
Christ
easier
sake.
To admit when you loved wrestling once you don't like it anymore.
But, no, I've watched wrestling since I was 4 years old. I held up the four fingers forever. I never did the four life because I was always a four horseman, man. I thought the NWO was great, but I am a four.
Okay.
It's four horsemen. And they were put into the Hall of Fame this year for wrestling. And yes, I watch it. It's on my Hulu, but I only watch it if I have nothing else to watch. But yes, I do. I do keep up on it. I hate John Cena. You know, I think I can't stand his angles. But I love Sheamus because he's the only guy wider than me in wrestling.
Who the fuck is Sheamus?
Yeah, what is a Sheamus?
He's a huge Irish dude.
Okay.
You know, Brock Lesnar's back. We'll see
That's
how that
racist.
Goes. But
see, I got into wrestling. I was only into wrestling when I was a kid for a few years. But I went to the old. All-Star Wrestling down at Memorial Hall with
a
lot of
those
old school guys.
That's what my mom called it. Yeah,
you know,
you're watching All-Star Wrestling?
All-Star Wrestling,
You
yeah,
know, there is
Sunday
still
mornings,
wrestling at not at
Bill
Memorial
Kirsten
Hall.
With Bill Kirsten and all those guys. So
there's wrestling at the KCK somewhere, and it's Metro Sports Wrestling. Because the guy used to work for Metro Sports, and it's still carried on Metro Sports. So we need to see Rain Man make a comeback.
Nine
on Metro Sports Wrestling.
He would be so blown up.
I just want somebody
minutes.
To put him through a table.
I was blown up walking to the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm blown up after the podcast. So
back to what's coming up. May 5th is kind of a big day for you, Chris. You want to talk about how famous you are?
Well, I'm be happy to. I mean, how much
Internet
time do we
celebrity.
Have? I'll be happy to talk to you about how famous we are. We are going to be doing a live podcast, first of all, from Sprint Center with the KC Command. We don't know if it's going to be a Royal Man report or a Rambling Morons, because it may be a Royal Man report with the cast of Rambling Morons. So
that's what it's
I think that's
be.
What it's going
right.
to be.
Yeah,
but we're going to be doing a Royal Man report from Sprint Center at the scene of a KC Command game on May 5th, where myself, as Fake Ned, will be participating in the halftime media football, flag football event, of which I know for sure Nick Wright will be involved in. I think Jay Binkley from Three Guys in a Garage will also be.
Jay will not be. He will actually be calling the game, not your game. He doesn't care about your game.
Yeah.
He'll be calling the actual Command game either on the radio or on TV. I forget which.
Yeah, I don't know who else is going to be in it.
Gonna
I know
be,
Danny Parkins has tried to weasel his way in there. Carrington Harrison is also.
Jedro24 on Twitter. It's J-Rock from Three Guys in a Garage. He's going to be playing on behalf of Three Guys in a Garage.
Nice. Like it. Yeah, no, I think it'll be fun, and I don't know how they're going to divide up teams. I know Carrington wants to not be on my team so he can do
athletic
thing.
Is he not
going
to do it?
Huh?
Is he not doing it?
I don't know. He
was being
whined
kind
about
of a crybaby about
yeah.
it
yeah.
After the fact. He's like, I don't want your pity. I was like, Carrington, shut up and go on there. We're going to have Carrington on the show once. We tried to get him on, but unfortunately it was during the Mizzou game, and so he couldn't come
That's
on. But we're going to get him on at some point. Carrington's a great guy. He's the one that they got Mike on, 6'10".
Yep.
So Mike's still the only member of our team to actually be invited in studio of both 6'10 and 8'10".
I wasn't in studio in 8'10".
But I think you were invited in, weren't you? Or did you just
– Here comes the sun.
No, they're just going to do it.
Either way, Mike was on there.
I was on there.
Stay tuned next week. I've got all the audio from how famous Nick was in hours 3 and 4 of the Danny Parkin show the other day.
How famous Ned was? Me?
Yeah.
Me? Yeah, I'm pretty big deal.
And
I've got that audio too.
Yeah, and we're going to have to add to that the 96.5 audio. And
we'll
put that together.
It's been a good couple of weeks for me, you know trying to be low-key and low-profile, and I just keep running into shit.
My ride arrived.
That's the way you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is our limo.
I believe that's Ric Flair over there.
I like that.
Nice.
Notch another one.
Another one. God.
Unreal,
dude.
It's been a good time.
And then, so we're going to do that May 5th. It looks, and we're going to see, I'm going to see if Jay Binkley will come down and maybe talk with you guys a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of Jay, and I know Stephen St. John does the announcement down there. We'll try to, we're lining up a couple of the athletes, a couple of command guys. that are part of that, and hopefully we'll have some fun. It'll be an interesting show. We've never actually done an event at a live sporting event before, so right. we're gonna go on live at 4 p.m. And then we'll try to have the podcast up a couple hours later. So
I just got hit in the face by confetti.
By confetti, I like it. That's good. It's good for you. But yeah, we're gonna have a good time with it, and you know, it should be fun. See what happens. What's the worst that can happen, right? We get kicked out of the Sprint Center.
Mike getting down over here, and his girlfriend just looks at him and shakes her head.
That's what I would do. The guy's a clown.
No, he's Rain Man, not a clown.
Oh, God, guys.
Not another one. So, and then after that, I don't know what we're doing. I'm hoping to have a show after May 5th.
Okay,
that
well, that's fine.
We're going to be bringing you great audio all season. We're going to, of
so
course...
So far, we got Shawnee Mission, Kia, Jen lined up. We're going to probably do a show just the four of us and kind of talk about the season so far.
Yeah, we've got some games going on, so we can talk about some actual baseball. We should have Lee Warren on at some point.
Lee Warren will be back on with
Lee
us.
Lee Warren's
oh,
so great.
We've let got- me back up for a second on that. Please go out to the Royal Man Report if you didn't already, or however you normally download us, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever. There's a Lee Warren AAA Special Edition out there. Yeah. He actually talked to Johnny Giovitella about coming back down to AAA, and he's got several interviews after games with Mike Dursley. This is something we're going to try to do all season. Lee Warren, who's at Omaha Baseball, is writing for Yahoo this year, so he's getting me audio after he posts his stuff to Yahoo, and I'm reposting the audio. So definitely check it out. It's good stuff, and it's a great opportunity to keep up with our AAA team. I'm also going to have Eric Baseball on Twitter, Eric Edelstein, or Edelstein. I still probably don't say his name right.
I'll have to go back and listen.
He's going to be on with us. I'm going down there May 6th, so I may just try to get some audio with him while I'm down there. But we're definitely going to have him on the air. He's been a friend of the program for almost a year now.
Yeah.
We'll probably get Mark Nasser from AAA on at some point, the voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers.
We should get John Sadak. He does a lot of the Wilmington Blue Rock stuff, too.
We can probably do that. And we're going to have Bubba Starling on.
Bubba Starling, yeah, absolutely.
It's just a matter of getting our schedules together. But as you know, a friend of the program, probably best friend of the program, Jason Adam, is very good friends with
those
Starling.
Those guys are hilarious on Twitter. And just if you don't, every day they're just at each other, and it's hilarious.
Jason_Adam9, Lane Adams, and
I feel like
Bubba
Starling.
Bubba Star 10.
Absolutely.
You know, and Brooks Pounders, all those guys. They're great guys to follow on Twitter if you want to follow some of the minor leaguers. But you tell us who you want. It's harder to get the major league guys. I'm still efforting to get Jeff Francoeur. That's somebody I really, really want.
Yeah.
You think little Frenchie's mom could help us get that, but it just hasn't happened yet. It
hasn't happened yet.
But we're still working on that. You know, tell me who you want to talk to. You want J.J. Piccolo on again? We can probably do that later in the season. You know, who do you want? You want to talk to Joel Goldberg again? We can do that. Who do you want from the minor leagues? Is there somebody you want to talk to? Jake Odorizzi, he's great on the radio. I'm going to try to get him. So you tell us, royalmanreport@gmail.com. We're going to keep bringing you a great show all year. And I'm really happy where we're at.
We're
going to
be
year,
bringing
guys.
You a show. I think the adjective great is, yeah, it's quite...
disclaimer.
May or may not be great.
As an outsider, bring you I'll toot your guys' horn for you for a little bit. But
oh, please, do you need a moment? Do you need me to turn the cameras off?
This thing has risen to a pretty reasonable and great level. I mean, I listened to the first show with Mike and Troy, and
it was
that
terrible.
Was like the second time we'd ever spoken
I listened
in
to
person.
It because my friend was on a podcast, and I was like, damn, that's pretty good. And then I listened, and then I took a little break because it was football season. And then I jumped back in, and I mean, you have freaking Danny Duffy on the show when I jump back in. And
you know, let's talk about Danny Duffy.
You're producing a good show. You're getting good guests, and I think it's a benefit to any Royals fan to listen to this show.
That's a drop. No, let's talk about Danny Duffy. Danny Duffy had an incredible start. Like, the best start he probably could have had to start the season the other night. 8 strikeouts, 6 innings, 1 hit. That one hit was on an 0-2 pitch.
Pitched,
you know,
great.
He looked fantastic.
And
he
picked
like,
him off.
Right.
How long can the starting pitching do what they're doing?
How long can the starting pitching? I don't know. Hopefully one more time around.
I really think Duffy's talented enough that if he can get the right command, if he can get everything right, he can be very, very good. Luke Hochaver, I believe, and that's really tough for me to do because he's burned me so many times. Sanchez is going to kind of be a take it or leave it guy. You're probably never going to get more than 6 innings out of him on a given day because he throws so many pitches. And Bruce Chen looked great. Now, I mean, at some point, they're going to have a bad day. They're going to have a bad outing. It's just, that's the nature of the game. I mean, everybody has a bad day. Justin Verlander has a bad day.
I just want you guys to think about this. We have three losses, right? How many of those losses can you give to the starting pitching?
None.
None of them. Can't. No, they did great.
I think one starting pitcher has a loss. Unfortunately, I think that's Luis Mendoza. Because he lost that 1-0 game,
right?
In Oakland,
and you can't do anything about that because he gave
up a 1-0 game. I mean, come on, that's crazy.
But you know, we lost a game. We lost a game because our closer fell apart. There was a 4-3 game. The pitching did what they should have done. You know, what concerns me is that the bullpen hasn't been locked down. And I know Jamie tweeted out the other day, and then I retweeted it, and then went absolutely insane on people about it. But he tweeted out, you know, you got to quit saying, I think it was you that said, you got to quit saying that it's the same old Royals. But you know what, Jamie? It's hard to look at a team that seems to have one part that's not firing all the time and not say it's the same old Royals. This is what it feels like right now. The offense isn't hidden. Then the bullpen falls apart. But the starting pitching's working great.
You know, the starting pitching isn't supposed to work. So, you know, I mean, it's not the same old team.
And they've re-signed a lot of these guys. And so I get that part of it. It's not the same old team. And God bless Brad Westmar and Jay from Soundtrack of the Week. I blew both of them up right after Jamie's comment on that. Because they said same old Royals on the running mistakes.
I can't stand that. It's like, what's the point of even – the people who say that stuff, they don't care. They don't watch the games. They don't pay attention.
Yeah, you can look at this team, and there's definite progress. When have we had a guy in the middle of the line? When have we had a middle of the lineup like Eric Hosmer and Billy Butler? I mean, we haven't had that since George Brett and Bo Jackson. That's a significant step up, and those two are guys who could both contend for a batting title any given year. I mean, that's the talent that this team has.
I mean, Troy's right, though. You can't be mad at those people until they stop doing these things, until they stop losing 1-0 games. So they stop having closers blow saves in the bottom of the 12.
But I mean, and it's not just blowing a save. I mean, Mariano Rivera blows a save.
Right.
We blew a save by committing an error, walking two guys,
and hitting
two guys consecutively.
Which hasn't happened since 1948.
Doesn't happen ever.
It's crazy.
You know, I don't know if he did this on purpose or not, but PC Bearcat just called Kevin Scobie babe on Twitter.
Nice. That's, you know what? That might be a budding bromance there,
absolutely.
I think. We'll have to keep an eye on that one.
Hey, you know, I'm with it.
Scobie's supposedly out here somewhere. I've got to head into Dave Darby's.
I think he's going to be here at like 1.
So
what do we got for predictions, boys? What? I'm
81
sorry,
and 81.
81 and 81. We're still there.
I'm still going to
hang
around
still 77, about 77, 78.
78. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I called 75 one night drunk on Twitter, but I don't. Baseball is too long of a season for me to make an over-the-season prediction.
There's so many different things. I mean, Billy Butler could get hurt tomorrow. Eric Hosmer could get hurt today. Yeah.
So you Billy Butler
or they can start
things.
Really locking in, or they can completely do what a lot of fans out there expect them to do
it's
and not lock it in.
Let me channel the Facebook fan right here. Who cares if Billy Butler gets hurt? He's just a DH that doesn't hit it home runs anyway.
So I still need to get that up.
I think Detroit's going to win 100 games, and it's not going to matter.
I do think Detroit's going to win 100 games.
Unless Justin Verlander just falls apart.
Oh, that guy is wearing a Norfolk State shirt.
Yeah, he is.
He cannot be a real KU fan.
It's like Cabrera and Fielder are like feeding on each other. Like
I'm going to hit more homers than you.
Exactly.
I'm going to hit more homers than
they
you.
They are just eating it up.
Yeah. And
he's
Austin Jackson's hitting well on Detroit. They're the favorite for a reason. They won the division by 15 games last year.
I got a rant here, and this is completely not baseball related, but why do you people around here do that? Are you a KU guy, first off?
I'm not. I'm down the middle. I kind of lean towards KU when it comes to KU versus MU, but I like to see both local schools do
good. Okay, that's kind of how I am, and because I'm a Bill Self fan, I'm honest about that.
That was awesome.
I'm a fan of Mizzou when it comes to football because I think their coach is the best coach. Well, was the best coach in Big 12 football. He's not in SEC football, but he was in Big 12. But we got this guy over here that's wearing a KU hat. First off, that's a pet peeve of mine that we've talked about on this show. Why would you wear a KU hat to a freaking Royals game? It's not that hard to pick up a $7 hat at Walmart.
I don't know. Okay? I forgive the hat. I don't forgive a shirt.
Number two, he's got a Norfolk State shirt on. And why do Mizzou and KU fans alike wear the shirts of teams that have beat your rival?
KU in basketball has beaten Mizzou 2/3 of the time. You don't need the shirt. You don't need the shirt. We got the banners.
I don't understand it, guys. I don't understand it from Mizzou fans. And I don't understand it from KU fans. Maybe you can explain that. You're a Mizzou fan.
I think it's funny.
We're talking about this guy
cheek,
over here that
okay
has
it.
Two of my pet peeves. First off, he's wearing a KU hat at a Royals game. Absolutely pisses me off.
He's
going to
come punch you in the face, too.
Second off, he's wearing a Norfolk State shirt. I mean, why do you guys do that? Mizzou fans, you're notorious for going out and buying the teams that beat KU.
I may or may not own.
It's because they don't win themselves.
Yeah.
Who was it?
VCU. God.
VCU. Who was
The very
Northern Iowa.
No, the first.
Who was the
first
orange
B
one
team?
Before them?
Bucknell.
Bucknell. I may or may
Bradley.
Not own
Davidson.
Davidson. Well,
that was that in a tournament?
No, that wasn't in a tournament. That was
Hugh Michael Engel saying, when you make the tournament every year, you got to lose to some.
Well,
some
if you're a number
school.
One seed nine times out of ten, if you lose, it's an upset. I mean,
I think this is the first time that KU.
They've never been lower than a four seed under Bill Self.
Oh, God. Are we talking about this again?
Yeah,
we
are.
Just get rid of this?
You
okay,
left,
so back to baseball. That was my fault. I had a bit of a rant there.
You're just asking for the upset. Anyway, back to baseball.
Back to baseball.
So,
I just
Lorenzo Cain. Lorenzo Cain's on the DL. Was placed on the DL yesterday.
Why are we starting Jarrod Dustin?
I don't know.
Not only are we starting him, but
we're leading him off.
Why can't Mitch Meyer get some love?
Well, yeah. What does Mitch Meyer have to do?
Ned said yesterday that he likes Meyer off the bench.
I just want nothing more than Mitch Meyer to be traded so he has a chance.
Meyer
somewhere.
Can hit. He's not as fast as Dyson, but he's fast. He's got a better arm than either of Dyson or Jason Bourgeois.
Right.
He's a looker too.
He is.
Oh,
a looker.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could see him on.
He's a specimen.
You know, he could be part of The Godfather. He could be The Sopranos.
Part of the reason I love Mitch Meyer is I got an autograph from him years ago. He was walking out of the stadium. I just happened to be walking by. I was still in costume. And he said, it's fans like you, and referring to me and Chris, that make guys like us love our job. And it was him and Billy Butler.
Yeah, and to clarify, not this Chris.
No, Chris Coates.
Super fan Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing Superman Chris some more.
This music
is this the
really
Doogie?
Loud.
Is this the
no?
Actually, it's not coming over on the mics, which is pretty incredible because it's like seriously right in our ear.
Yeah.
We're getting
body.
The user of the boys. Yeah. By the way, I'll give him another pump. It's Shattered City Entertainment, ShatteredCityEnt.Webly.com. We had them on the podcast earlier. And they said, hang on, I'm trying to find it. The first person to text them at, hang on, I'll find out the number, gets $100 off of their services if you mention the Royal Man Report.
I got some services for you.
So anyway, they're at 913-558-3065. So if you guys want really loud music played in your ear, that it may or may not be hipster music or hip. You know, is this what the kids listen to do the dancing and play the washers? So, call Shattered City Entertainment.
We've lost Michael Engel to his woman over here.
That's all right. It happens, man. It happens to the best of us.
You know, I don't know if we have a lot more. I think we've kind
of
droned on.
We got plenty
for a while
of
here.
Shit. Come on, let's keep talking. Figure
but
it out.
I'm going to head down to Dave Darby's party here in a second.
All right, fine.
But, you know, I'm not happy about Jarrod Dyson leading off today. I think Mitch Meyer deserved a shot. And, I mean, overall, I think this team could still – I do believe that this team could get hot and win a wild card.
This is actually my song. This is a song about me. I'm sexy and I know
it. Can you do the dance?
Nope.
If you're going to supplant Gordon for anyone, I'm okay with it being Dyson. But then Gordo should be too. Like, there was just a discussion on Twitter the other night about this.
I like Gordo in the middle of the lineup. That's where he belongs.
I just don't understand. Dyson, Frenchie, Butler just sounds like a recipe for another three-out first inning. And they've had so many. So, I mean, we're six games in. But
gentlemen.
Five games, they've gone three outs in the first inning.
On that note.
Oh, we're actually joined in the chat room by the Jeff Report.
Hey, what up, Jeff?
I stole your job. They took your gerbs.
I hope you weren't listening earlier because we were really rude to you. I apologize about that, buddy. Pal, are you out of here, Troy? You gone?
I'm working on it.
All right, Troy's on his way out.
What's he doing?
I think I'm going to walk down and check out PC Bearcats Party and then head over to Dave Darby's.
Man, we got all the time in the world. There's
three and a half hours of game time. Jeff had a meeting. Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, that sucks.
Is he going to make it out to the ball game?
I really hope you're enjoying it, but I missed it because I'm off today. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, I really hope you're enjoying work.
I will say this. Jeff works for a company that pays very, very well. So
they do
Jeff
pay
probably
very
makes
well.
A lot of money.
So joke's on us.
Right. Wah, wah.
Oh, sorry. We have to completely stop our show so that fans of Royal Man can get pictures with Royal Man.
You know,
it's a rough life, isn't it?
It takes me – I cannot walk around the stadium during a game, or I miss like two innings.
Royal man problems.
Life's tough.
Royal man problems. You know, I got to give it up to you and Last Call quotes. My favorite hashtag of all
Royal
time.
Man says.
Rich, things Rich Royal Man says.
Completely random.
I would love for there to be a day when Rich, or when you forget to tip, or you accidentally don't tip said Last Call quotes, and he gives you shit on Twitter for 2 days.
Oh yeah, that was kind of funny actually.
That
was
awful. And I tried to go in the next day and give him $20, and he wouldn't let me.
No.
That's
right.
You
much
set it
better.
Down and you just leave.
Get much better run if you don't.
I thought I gave him $2 $50 gift certificates, and I gave him a $50 and a $20 and $20 cash. The $20 cash was supposed to be his tip. I tipped him $1.98. I
There's
figured it
gift
up.
Gift certificates to Kelly's. That is surprising news.
There is. You can buy gift certificates to Kelly's, but as part of our sponsor agreement, we get part of it in cash and part of it in money.
Which we just
I told you,
drink.
if you could ever make it out to one of our live remotes, I have your booze bought, brother.
So is this the old or the new Royal Man outfit?
This is the old one.
This is a merged outfit. It's the old top.
It's a hybrid.
With the new bottoms as...
Can you show it off?
Show it off. Here, wait, let's...
A top and
hang on.
I mean, there's LMFAO on. What better song to show
off? Yeah,
here,
stand over here, Troy.
Over where?
Right there. Stand over there and do a little dance. Do a little LMFAO dance.
Yeah, Royal Man. There it is.
Wow.
Wow.
This is what you people
Shake
tune in
that.
For, man. This is great. Oh,
God.
Shoot.
What just happened?
Oh, my God. That was. I'm sorry you guys had to see that.
And Troy.
Nobody should really have had to see that. I apologize.
We've
folks.
Got like a group migrating here now after that. It's like a zombie thing after a gunshot.
God, I'm sorry.
Well,
folks.
If a guy in tights isn't a draw, I don't know what is.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it draws me
suddenly,
in.
Suddenly, Jeff Report is glad he's not there.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Oh,
and suddenly the parking lot is emptying. Folks are migrating out of here now.
They're actually disassembling the stadium and taking it away from us.
Oh, boy.
Dancing.
You know, it's a shame that that's going to end up on YouTube in a day or two.
I didn't make an animated GIF of it.
That just might be that might be in the intro next week. You never know.
Right.
By the way, why are you using the old intro? I noticed that we're still calling him the Scott Drew of the Royal Man Report.
We need that.
I have a really good quote from Jeff Montgomery. Yeah.
I lost the other one. Send it to me. I don't know.
I'll find it.
I'm actually not a very good producer. I don't know if you guys have caught up on that.
But he is the producer of the Royal Man Report.
I am the producer.
According to
Tony Goldstein.
I'll
tell you what, as a longtime listener, Fake Net is the best thing to happen to this show.
He doesn't need that.
But the production.
Everybody be quiet.
I'm
He'll
sorry.
Say it again. Say it
Fake
one more time.
Fake Net is the best thing to happen to this show, production wise. Yeah.
You're just saying that because he put the Rain Man stuff
No,
up.
I cannot take any more of the burp, 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 burp. Lead in, followed by the
the center field.
My favorite
that's me. That's not Chris.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't take any more of that.
My favorite was the grainy cameras.
Together.
Yeah,
the grainy cameras that made it look like a stag film.
Well, mine was, and I love Aaron Gnerk, and I don't know if he listens or not, but Aaron was a good guy,
listen.
And we paid for the studio, so it was a business arrangement. He is a friend, and he didn't take it well when we left, but you know, and it's unfortunate, but. We needed to move on. We had an opportunity to save some money for the show, and eventually the show is going to make a little bit of money, and we'd like to be able to do some things like put some money away to send us to spring training, you know? And
what?
And things like that. That would be my ultimate
I
for this show.
He's not talking about me.
Clearly. That'll probably be next. I mean,
maybe a couple of years.
My decision this year came down to All-Star Game or spring training, and All-Star Game is not going to be here next year, but
well,
spring
ideally,
training will be
there. I would love there to be a day when I could just present the four of you with tickets 1 week at a time for spring
Here's
training.
Here's my hand. I'm good.
And no. I mean, we're always working towards that.
You're standing.
So that there's this is never going to make us rich. This is never going to be our full-time job. But it would sure be nice to be able to do a little bit more
we've got,
with it than we can.
Folks, we've got some feedback on the chat room line from Tuvatray.
Tuvatray.
This came in right after whatever that was with Troy. Tuvatray says, you can't pay for stuff like that and shouldn't. So thank you, sir. And then Tanner says that Jamie's just kissing ass hoping that he gets featured on an opening. So there you go.
Well, he got that done.
Stuff,
that
so
is partially true. I'm going to get drops.
I am sure that will be a drop. I mean,
so
you can't
not
tell
a
Chris.
What's up, Tanner?
You give me five beers in, and I'll start dropping
some
drops.
It's great to
drops.
See that Tanner's working hard.
Tanner is Tanner at work.
Tanner's at work.
Royal Poor Man guy. Report. Royal Man's cape keeps rubbing up against my leg, by the way.
Oh, my.
That's not his cape.
Oh, goodness.
That's, I can't control that thing back
You normally
there.
Have to pay extra for stuff like that, but it's free here on opening day. At our undisclosed location, which may or may not be somewhere near within a stone's throw of the Truman Sports Complex.
It's an N42.
Damn it!
Oh, we're getting shut down now.
No, it's over now. After 2 hours of broadcasting, we're going to be screwed.
This is going to be the longest show to edit.
Hey, this is a good... Nah, screw it. We're just throw it all up there. It's all good.
I think so, yeah. Just
Tanner...
Whatever.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on. We have some breaking news from
What's
the
Tanner
chat room.
Saying?
Tanner is now saying, go to hell, Engel. I work harder than most state employees.
Oh!
Wow.
I get that one.
That's I get that one, too.
No,
that was actually pretty
he
funny.
He has an unenviable job. He basically fixes all the tech stuff on the campus of at the University of Kansas.
God bless him.
That sucks.
That's, yeah, he works for the that Jayhawks. Is, that's got to suck.
Shut up. I work for the Jayhawks, too.
I wish Chris would have shut up long enough for me to get that to break that
no,
out.
Go ahead.
Shut
we'll
up,
be quiet.
Because when you just said shut up there, your voice broke like four
I
times.
I know.
It was pretty
it's
awesome.
It's like when, when I was talking to McGannon. They burned our town.
They burned our town.
I mean, come on.
I need to find that episode, too.
This is serious business.
That's on a computer somewhere, too. The first eight episodes are kind of in limbo somewhere. I got to track them all down.
I would
call Aaron Gnurk to get them, but I don't think he's going to send them to us.
No, he probably re-recorded, like, the Gummy Bear song over him. I don't know.
So,
here's your podcast.
Yeah, so there you go. So there's Jazeerly goes, whoa, that's a weird lineup. so
that's about
you know
all he can say.
You know it's
so,
not great.
Back to baseball.
Back to baseball. Thank you.
Oh, Jeff.
You know
oh,
what?
Man.
You're hired.
Jeff.
Ubaldo Jimenez.
Is he
on the mound today?
Jimenez? He's on the mound on Sunday.
Derek Lowe is today.
Derek Lowe, if we can't win today, we're never going to win another game.
I do have. I'm working
on a week-old tweet that said it was going to be Jimenez and Hochaver on opening day.
Let me pull
Apparently,
up.
Apparently, my week-old tweet
They got snowed out in Cleveland. I'm glad
that
we
happens,
haven't gotten
but just
snowed
about
out.
Every other year in Cleveland. I mean, what about right. that 1 year where they snowed out like 2 weeks of baseball?
I mean,
make up
how hard would it really be to play like the first month of baseball in domed and warm weather stadiums?
But, yeah, how difficult is that? Here's a scouting report. This is from Louis Polis, who is from Wahoos on First, which is on the Fansided Network. They're the Indians blog on Fansided where – You know, Fansided is where Kings of Kaufman is located.
Absolutely. KingsofKaufman.com for
exactly.
all of your Royals needs.
And I asked him, what do the Royals hitters have in store for them this weekend in Kansas City? And here's his scouting report. Well, they've got a jumbled rotation, that's for sure. Tuesday's rain out, the Indians schedule, and Ubaldo Jimenez's suspension. He beat the guy in spring training.
That's right.
You know, it gets us Derek Lowe tonight. He had a good debut. We get J.R. Mar Gomez, who pitched a couple
who?
Of...
Exactly.
He had a couple of starts last year against the Royals. Nothing really special. And then Ubaldo Jimenez is the
yeah, but this
batter.
Is still a team that went 12-6 against us last year. So, I mean, they're not to yeah. be trifled with, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, second place team last year.
Yeah.
And I think they're tied with us right now, aren't they? Or, no, they're actually in dead last. They're 1-5. The Twins are ahead of the Indians right now.
Wow. I mean,
follow me.
Early season Keep predictions never really work. Because, I mean, at this point last year, we were like, well, what if? Maybe they can make the playoffs. And they did not make the playoffs. Didn't happen.
Oh, I see how it is, Mike McCartney. You say you're going to come to our tent, and you go on with Danny Parkins and Carrington instead.
Ooh.
Bastard.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go by there, too.
Ah,
where are they at?
Well,
you might not want to mention
are
that
they near our undisclosed
of
location?
Our undisclosed location of
they're
N42.
They're on gate G or something. I'm sure they're getting a few more listeners than we are.
Yeah, they might.
We have four. I'm sure they have at least nine.
I would be That's disappointed true. If they weren't, honestly. I mean.
You know, the day is coming. You know, right intercom.
Watch your back, Parkins.
Right intercom to tell them how back. You want the Royal Man Report on Sundays after baseball games. I think it would be pretty cool. Sunday baseball game. Oh, my God. I see a Lori Jen and a Chris Atkins.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
After
oh man, am I going to give up my microphone?
Lori and I are not.
No, said, he's not allowed on the.
After you said back
anymore.
To baseball, Jeff reported in the chat room says you shut your mouth when you're talking on my microphone.
That's good stuff. I look like if
a split
too,
screen.
Nice.
You know, I am the Jeff report.
The Jeff
if he
report.
Ate Jonathan Broxton.
it's like Everett Tiefert and
Jonathan
and
Broxton
Tim Collins
can fit
in
with somebody
pants.
Else in Jamie Guy's pants.
There's beer in there.
We can get beer in there.
Say hi
and
to
bring
Lori
it out.
Jen and the llama. Hello, Lori.
It's not
Lori
like
Jen
there's liquor
llama.
Laws out
wow.
here.
Wow.
Problem solved.
What kind of beer do they have in there?
I don't care if
I
drink
booze.
The rest of what's in that cooler.
Free booze.
We're probably at like 12
I need a
beers
pee.
Now.
Okay, there's a. Remember when they scooted the thing over there? It's right over there.
Did you just John Cena me there?
That was a I'm five beers in. That was what that
oh,
was.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I thought maybe you were a five-time world champion.
Sucka.
It's not a really Sucka. Good podcast until everybody's usually about three or four in at least. So
I get right. that impression from watching.
We yes. usually do shots upstairs with Camler's kid.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that kid can shotgun a booze, man. He can shotgun a
that dude.
PBR, man. He's getting good.
Brett's got his stuff in line.
He so we found an extra ticket, and we figured out his so get this. So here's my kid. They're in map testing, state map testing this week, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, Brett, I have an extra ticket to the game. Would you like to go to opening day with me? Nope. Got to take the test. So, okay,
test?
Well,
you
the
failed
state
as
map
a parent.
Testing.
Okay.
So I've clearly failed as a parent because
right.
I was telling the story before you guys came on about how I used to, you know, I mean, we used to spend the night out here in line for general admission tickets and all that stuff. So, so we ended up finding an extra ticket. We explained to him that his tests are going to be over at noon. So Kara's going to get him right now, and he's going to come out and have some food, and we're going
awesome.
To go to the game. So,
hey, Courtney.
Courtney.
Is there any chance we're
going to
get you on for the Boston Red Sox games? Are you going to come on with us?
Come on in.
Oh, boy.
Get the hell out of get off of Jeff's
boy.
Mic.
Oh, boy.
Hey, come on. A real true broadcast professional. Let's bring you on.
She can teach you.
I want to hear your.
We're
I want to hear your. I want to hear your predictions on the Red Sox game. Who are they playing today?
Oh God, who are they playing today? Texas.
Texas.
Yes.
Oh, well, that would actually be a good game.
I don't have predictions on them at all right now. This is a season where I have no idea what's going on.
Total
you know,
total
lost.
Turnover.
What?
You lost Theo. You lost Francona.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
made some
is,
trades, though, too.
They invited. Today they're having the big 100th. Yay, we left Fenway Park thing out.
Yeah.
Tito turned down an invitation to be there.
Here, let me,
which,
let me explain
oh,
to you
sorry.
How broadcasting works. You just talk right in the top
sorry.
Of the microphone.
I know how broadcasting works.
No, I mean, I didn't know if you needed some help.
She
I'm
produces
never,
the.
I'm behind the scenes. I cannot tell where I work, but I'm behind the scenes.
No,
I'm
just close location.
I'm actually off work today
there's
to be out here
so
with
many
you fine
on this
people.
Card.
There's so many what?
So many websites on this card.
They're not
like
websites, they're Twitter handles. And you know what's funny is I
I'm
forgot
sorry.
The
hey,
Royal
hey,
Manor Report
hey.
Handle.
There was a lady talking. I don't know if we're going to just go ahead and let her allow to finish her sentence. But
no, that's okay.
I don't know. You're new to this, so we'll try to figure that out.
Oh.
But he's damn good at this.
Oh,
no, okay.
My goodness.
No, I'm just saying. I think
so,
Troy's
saying.
Pants
so
are
So who's
hysterical.
Pitching for the...
Wait, can I comment on Troy's yellow
yeah,
pants?
Yeah, no, go
you
ahead.
You absolutely should.
They're so ridiculously polyester. They remind me of the old leftover women's basketball uniforms I had to play when I was in high school.
I
like,
love it.
Back in the early 90s when I was in high school, women didn't... We didn't get a lot of money thrown at our basketball team, so we had to wear the ones from the 70s and 80s. They were so polyester. It was horrible.
I like it.
Like there was like wedgies happening everywhere.
Like the white shadow women's
girls
edition.
Got fat over the years. We were fat. But the girls in the 70s and the 80s weren't fat, so these were not attractive looking uniforms on us. We got fat. I wasn't fat. I'm just saying.
No.
Okay, sorry, fake Ned.
Yeah, no, that was tell me more about who's fat and who's not fat. Maybe that should just be a recurring segment
I'm not
on the show.
Who's fat? Jonathan Brock's
fat.
Still fat.
Still
Peach.
Fat.
Still fat.
Yeah, I dead or fat.
Dead or fat.
Dead or fat.
Dom DeLuise. Both.
Whoa.
Oh.
Is he?
Too soon.
When
he's
did,
dead.
When
you
did
guys,
he die?
I have a story about Dom DeLuise, though. My dad lives in southern Vermont,
yeah.
and Dom DeLuise lives there. He
oh,
tried
I love
to pay
it.
For all his groceries and coins one. Dad's like, I turn around and I see Dom DeLuise
Dom
and the
DeLuise.
Lady at the Grand Union. Dom DeLuise.
Dom
Cannonball
DeLuise.
Run.
What?
Cannonball Run. Absolutely.
Why is he painting in coins?
Exactly.
He should be painting in Burt Reynolds signed 8x10s.
The Captain USA,
says,
right?
Mr. DeLuise,
yeah.
you can't pay in all those coins. And I just thought that's fantastic.
Your money's no good here, Mr. DeLuise.
It's pennies. Pennies aren't good anywhere. I'm sorry, fake Ned.
No,
we,
that was good. That was
we
great.
Tangented.
Did I,
you know,
did
it
make
costs
a face?
Like 2.4 cents to make a penny.
I know.
How stupid is that?
That's dumb.
Anyway.
Dumb.
Red Sox.
Red Sox, how are they going to do?
Guys, I'm not expecting a lot this year.
Yeah.
I'm really not. Last year, I went to bed crying after they lost.
That was a crazy game, 162.
And
yeah.
I was so happy
162, that's crazy.
Stupid.
We were at Kelly's that night.
Were you guys at Kelly's?
We were at Kelly's that night.
I enjoyed your one-year celebration of Royal Men Report podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I have to say, you guys were super fun. You're super knowledgeable. I've just started listening to the podcast. I'm not going to lie. Because
this show's a lot better when you're at a bar. I'm gonna, or when you're drinking.
I mean, it's actually a lot better after you've come home from the bar.
Yeah,
really? Because you don't care.
No, that's not exactly a lie either.
No, it's not. Insane. Absolutely not.
No, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
No, it was a fun night, and we thank everybody who came out to Kelly's for our 1 year anniversary. And
yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. It was a fun night.
I just felt bad because it was like there was a pub crawl, and there by the time I got there, which was like around 7:38, it wasn't even you guys. All the pub crawl people were clearly obnoxiously drunk.
Oh, that was crazy, wasn't it?
Remember that? That was awesome.
Yeah, that was
it
nuts.
Was fun to watch people not be like I was not them, which was good.
Yeah.
So
on your Twitter handle, you say that you're from New England,
yes.
But you love you.
I do love
you've adopted Kansas City.
So, I think Kansas City's adopted me, fake Ned.
No, clearly, absolutely. So you have been here in town for how long?
8 years.
Eight years.
July,
okay.
Yeah.
So
I moved away 2 months before the stupid Sox won the world. 3 months before the stupid Sox won the World
94.
Series. No, in 2004. In 2004.
Oh yeah.
And
I'm
I was
sorry,
in college in Boston.
Yeah.
And then in May of 99, I moved to Montana for my first job, and
there's
you know,
no baseball
so
in Montana.
Like,
there's
well,
no
there's
baseball
a lot
in
of. We used to go to Butte to see, and then the Missoula Osprey. We would go to a lot of minor leagues.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. We
like, we would go
we
to
have
the
a
bars
segment,
with
recurring
the
segment about the Missoula
exactly.
Osprey.
They look good this year.
They look good.
They
yeah,
look
they
fantastic.
Got that. They got that one kid.
I get
that
it.
One kid. Yeah, great. He can
they
bring
do
it
lights
out.
Exactly.
Well, so what would be your favorite opening day memory?
You're not going to like my favorite opening day memory.
What's that?
You're not going to like my favorite opening day.
I'm sure it's Boston.
I just want to say, no. I just want to say that I love the Royals. I love coming to games. I go to 10 to 15 games a year here.
Right.
I love cheering for the Royals. They made me love being a part of the baseball experience again. And this is a fantastic stadium. So I have,
it's gorgeous.
I don't have any negative things to say about the team, anything. I know the team is, it's coming. It's coming. I mean, there's excitement. And it's coming. I will not lie. But I just want to say that my favorite opening day memory was in 2007 when I was here because my friend gave me free tickets.
Uh-oh.
And
nice.
Schilling was on the mound against you guys. We got hammered.
Oh,
I mean,
that
Royals
was...
won that day. And do you guys remember?
They won.
That was when REO Speedwagon was sang the national anthem just because they randomly had a new album for sale at Walmart and obviously the Walmart
like a Walmart
connection.
Exclusive.
Exactly. So everybody was like, what the what? What's
who's
happening?
Mario Speed,
can't fight this feeling anymore. No, they didn't even sing that. They sang like something from their new album.
That was Alex Gordon's major league debut.
That was Alex Gordon's first. He didn't do much that game. I think he
no,
had maybe.
He didn't
was
do much that first
was that the game where he came up with the
bases loaded?
Bases loaded.
Standing ovation.
Yeah.
Struck
there.
Out.
He
that's
struck
right.
Because everybody was super
we
excited.
We all had standing
Gordon.
Ovation and everything.
Well, and you know what's similar that year? Everybody was excited to see Alex Gordon come up. But if you guys remember, the Japanese media was here for the third
that's
game.
Daisuke right. Matsuzaka.
Daisuke
yes. Right. Yes. Exactly.
The Daisuke, I mean, it is. It is what it is. We spent a lot of money. We won a World Series that year, but I don't think Daisuke was the make
right.
or break factor.
You know, I think it's always iffy when you sign those guys from Japan because Japan is basically like AAA equivalent, and it's difficult to make that translate over.
Exactly.
You have to be an extreme talent, and he's had some good years.
No, it's fine.
And,
yeah.
You know, in the past, some other guys, Hideo Nomo had some good years, but eventually, you know.
Jonathan Broxton had some good years.
Right.
He's going to have
not
some
from
more
Japan,
too.
But he's about as big as Japan.
I think he's done now.
You know what? He looked good the game before.
And now it's Yu Darvish.
Other day, though. He really did.
Yeah. Well, that's so good. That's a good opening game, Aaron. What's your
day.
Prediction for today?
You know, I don't know. I'm just, well, my prediction is that I'm going to be drunk. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
It's going to be a good day for you,
Mike.
I mean,
I'm not driving.
There you go.
It could be a bad day
I guess
for
I have
Mike.
To temper a little bit.
No, I have a flask with me. I'm not going to lie.
That's good stuff.
I know it is.
Awesome. Well, thank you for putting up with our shit.
I don't want to talk too much about the Red Sox.
Hey, we're going to have you back on for the Red Sox series. We're
you'll be our analyst.
No, that's fine.
That's fantastic. Excellent. Thank you very
bye
much,
guys.
Sweetheart. You bet.
Thanks, Gordy.